last month, we told you that the Redmond company, Microsoft, had gone back on its promise of unlimited cloud storage. Of course, it is perfectly acceptable for a company to change its mind about an offer. But what stuck in people's craw was the reason they changed their mind. They were taking away the offer because people were taking them up on the offer. Now they've posted an apology of sorts as a response to the nearly 72,000 complaints posted on OneDrive's online suggestion box. But they are still taking away the unlimited storage. Office 365 users will be limited to 1 terabyte next year with a 12-month grace period for those with more than 1 terabyte stored. And they've limited the free storage plan to 5 gigabytes. Current OneDrive users can keep their 15-gigabyte base storage as well as their 15-gigabyte camera roll bonus as long as they claim that right by the end of January. And we have known for a while that Tesla and SpaceX founder Elon Musk is a little bit afraid of artificial intelligence. Today, Musk announced a billion-dollar initiative aimed at making AI beneficial for all humanity without financial restraints. In an effort to keep large corporations from gaining too much power by hoarding troves of artificial intelligence systems, the results of research will be public and its patents will be royalty-free. The OpenAI initiative is founded by Musk and Sam Altman, who is the founder and the president of Y Combinator. They have additional money from Reid Hoffman, Peter Thiel, Amazon Web Services, and others. Earlier this week, we reported rumors that France was planning on blocking public Wi-Fi during states of emergency and possibly attempting to ban Tor all the time. I am happy to report today that those were just rumors. Ars Technica says France's Prime Minister Manuel Valls says he has never heard of such a request by the police. A ban of Wi-Fi is not a course of action envisaged. On Monday, we told you that Google had created a new entity called Verily, designed to use technology to create a true picture of human health. Today, the company announced that they are teaming up with Johnson & Johnson to create a new company that makes robots that do surgery. Verb Surgical will provide comprehensive surgical solutions that will incorporate leading-edge robotic capabilities and best-in-class medical device technology for operating room professionals. That, in case you didn't know, was from their PR piece. Verb Surgical will include robotic capabilities as well as medical devices for better access to healthcare, less invasive surgery, and greater hospital efficiency.